Yes, well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Yes, it is now the 28th of October, 2018. And you know what that means? And of course, it is the last Sunday of the month. So we are going to be bringing to you today another program in our series for our 90th anniversary. That's right. And of course, our extravaganza program will be next month. What do we have planned for that? Well, you'll just need to tune in. There were a few ideas, actually, that we had for it. We're still getting some ideas. Either we can make it big, super extravaganza, going to the moon kind of thing, or make it very quiet and kind of go under the radar, and you would kind of miss it. We haven't decided. Maybe, actually, a mixture of the two things. Anyway, on today's program, you're going to hear a number of languages. You're going to hear some Spanish, and you're going to hear some Dutch, and of course, you're going to hear some English. As we go back to January 30th, 1972. Now, this is a program that we decided to choose because one of the special guests on that program was Anika Grenlo, who made a number of appearances on The Happy Station. Anika Grenlo passed away on the 14th of September this year in Paris at age 76. She had been ill for some time. In 2000, she was named the Singer of the Century because of the groundbreaking sales of a song called Branden Zont, which we will play at the end of the program. Now, Anike did a number of appearances on Happy Station, including the 50th anniversary of shortwave broadcasting from Holland, where she sang one of the songs that we will hear on today's program. So let's begin with one of the Spanish guests that Tom had on that program from January 30th, 1972.
Préstame tu caballo pa poner mi montura. Mi montura es de maracas, de caña y de ratadura.
Préstame tu caballo pa ponerle mi montura. Mi montura es de maraca, de caña y de ratadura.
Yo sé que para pasear tú tienes tu caballito, que ni es alto ni es bajito, que marcha sabe trotar.
Porque si tú me la prestas, yo te presto mi montura.
Préstame tu caballo pa' ponerle mi montura.
Mi montura es de maraca, de caña y de la tarara.
Ay, yo quisiera montar tu hermosa cabalgadura. No me la niegues, criatura, parirlos así de fiesta.
Porque si tú me la prestas, yo te presto mi montura.
Préstame tu caballo pa' ponerle mi montura.
Mi montura es de maraca, de caña y de la parora.
A ver, todavía hay tu caballo, si quieres no te presto yo la montura. A mi caballo si tu motorita, con mis canciones yo voy gozando.
Préstame tu caballo pa' ponerle mi montura. Mi montura es de maraca, de caña y de las paloras.
Ay, cabina, cabina, caballito, muy despacito, yo voy cantando. Yo voy cantando, bailes bailando, mi prieta linda, yo voy gozando.
Préstame tu caballo, pa' ponerle mi montura. Mi montura es de maraca, de caña y de las paloras. ¡Fuera!
A Dutch trio sounding very Mexican, Los Rancheros. And before you leave us completely, I would like to ask one more thing. Have you any photos? Yeah? Bien, ahora puedo decir que este trío, y otra vez lo diré, que es un trío holandés y no es un trío mexicana. aunque nosotros podríamos creerlo, que son mexicanos, que este trío tiene también fotos suyas, pues cuando nuestros amigos oyentes de habla castellana querían pedir fotos de este trío, el trío Los Rancheros, que lo pueden hacer. Puerta Abierta o la Estación de la Alegría, apartado 222 en Hilversum, en Holanda. Y nosotros con mucho gusto enviaremos las fotos de este trío Los Rancheros. While one of our technical friends is changing the microphone that was used for the trio Los Rancheros back to its position for a singer, and by the way, when I do my normal Happy Station show, you all know that I always tell you who the technicians are. And I usually say our technical genius of today is Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, because you may know that we have one lady technician. For whatever reason, I don't know, but I always seem to forget to do this when we have open house, maybe because they're so far away and upstairs. Well, one of them is in the studio right now, and that is Pim Wehmer, and the other one is up there in the control room, and that is Gerard de Ruijg, and I think they deserve it. Not forgetting, of course, Juanita, or Happy Station Jean, who's also in the control, and Jan Bronckhorst, who is our producer of this show. I think I've mentioned everybody now that I've forgotten up till today, and we can go on with our next item. We received a letter some time ago after one of our first open house shows, and somebody said, now look, since you have such close ties with Indonesia, why don't you ever have an artist there who sings in Indonesian? And we sat there and thought, yes, this person is absolutely right. Why not? After all, we pretend to be an international show, and you can't be international if you don't have at least one song in every single language of the world on open house. And there's only one person, as far as I know, one well-known and famous person in Holland who could possibly do it. She's asked me not to do any extensive introductions for her, but I know something about this young lady that will probably surprise her when she hears it, and that's why I'd like to say now, Anneke Groenlo, alsjeblieft! You probably didn't understand this, but Anneke told me that when she has to do a live show in a theater, then she's very nervous backstage, and she stands there in the wings, and she's waiting for the moment to go on, and then when finally the MC, the guy who presents the show, says, ladies and gentlemen, here is Anneke Groenlo, then she stands there and says, alsjeblieft, and walks on. And it means as much as, there you are. Well, there you are, she's there, and she's going to sing that song in Indonesian, and it's called Mak Inan.
Sulam bernama Master Bawang Melinggang Mak Inang berdendang Tarian asli memang menawan Kalau tidak selendang Bali Selendang Pelangi bolehlah juga Kalau tidak kenang sekali Kenang sedikit ada juga Mak Inang selindang Mak Inang Dipake oleh gadis rupawan Berdendang Mak Inang berlengan Kaya tarinya sangat menawan Pula pandang jauh ke tengah Hancur badan di pandang tanah Budin yang baik dikenang cuba Mak Inang selinang Mak Inang Dipake oleh gadis rupawan Berdendam Mak Inang berlengan Kaya tarinya sangat menawan Pula pandang jauh Di balik pulauan Saduba Anjur badan di pandang tanah Budin yang baik dikenang cuba Budin yang baik dikenang
una cantante holandesa cantando en indonesiano una canción indonesiana y me parece que es la única cantante que tenemos aquí en Holanda que puede cantar en indonesiano. Welkom bij Open House.
Dankjewel.
Ja, jij mocht meteen zingen. Ik heb gezegd, ik zal niet met je praten, want daar heb je uit de concentratie.
Ja, because your English is so good.
Well, look, it doesn't
matter. It makes me very nervous, you know.
You shouldn't be nervous because English shouldn't be good. It should be understandable, and I'm sure that you can make yourself understood in English.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. It doesn't happen very often, ladies and gentlemen, that a very young lady, and I think I can say a very young girl, can talk about the height of her fame that is, shall we say, already in the past. And this is the case with Anneke Greunlo, who, when she was on top of her fame, was more popular than any other singer has ever been in Holland. And that's the truth.
Yes, that's about 10 years ago.
So. Well, I wasn't talking about years. I just said in the past, to be kind to you. Anneke, het is inderdaad een feit dat de populariteit die jij in de tijd gehad hebt, sinds die nooit meer overtroffen is. En het is ook een feit dat het niet zo is zoals het wel eens meer bij, of zoals het anders wel eens gaat bij mensen, dat het daarna een kwestie is van uitgerangeerd, want je gaat gewoon door. Je hebt alleen, you changed your style. En is het nou zo dat als je nu hoort wat jij toen deed, dat je dan zegt van, nou nee, dat zie ik niet meer zo zitten. Of zeg je, ja, in die tijd vond ik dat fijn en kon ik eigenlijk dat alleen maar. En nu ben ik aan iets anders toe.
Nou, ik heb dus een paar jaar geleden gehad van, nou, die troep zing ik eigenlijk niet meer. Maar daar ben ik eigenlijk overheen gekomen. Het is nou dus zo dus dat ik er gewoon heel erg trots op ben. Dus dat ik gewoon zo'n tijd heb meegemaakt. Ik ben idool geweest en Het is gewoon zalig om zoiets meegemaakt te hebben.
Hmm. Maar als je daar nou aan denkt, geloof ik dat je daar heel constructief over denkt en dat het niet iets heeft van weemoed, hè?
Oh nee, helemaal niet. Nee, ik zou het dus nu niet meer kunnen.
Mm-mm. Bovendien heb je wel thuis 3 mensen en een hond om die aandacht
nog,
af
ja.
te leiden.
Ja, inderdaad.
Hoe oud zijn je kinderen?
De oudste is 6 en de jongste is 3.
Mm-hmm. En die nemen natuurlijk ontzettend veel tijd in beslag.
Die nemen ontzettend veel tijd in beslag.
Praten zij er nou wel eens over? Zeggen ze wel eens, oh mam, vertel eens van vroeger hoe dat was?
Nou, ik geloof dus dat ze daar nog te jong voor zijn. Maar 2 jaar geleden reed ik dus met mijn oudste dus door de stad Amsterdam. En we kwamen dus voor stoplichten te staan. Toen zei op een gegeven moment, mensen herkennen je. En toen zei Steventje, zo heet de oudste, die zei van, hey mama, ze kennen mijn moeder ook. Ja. Zeg, wie is jouw moeder dan? He, Anneke Greunlo. En zeg, maar dat is mama ook. Nee, zeg, jij bent mijn. Nee, zei hij. Ze kennen mijn moeder. Ze kennen jou niet, ze kennen mijn moeder. Maar hij begreep dus helemaal.
Ja, hij begreep het verschil niet. Ja. Dat moet ik eventjes uitleggen, want het is een veel te leuk verhaal. I was just saying that Anneke can think back to a very glorious time when she was the idol of all the teenagers and older people in Holland. That she doesn't think back to this time with a sad heart, but that she's very proud of the fact that she, being very young at that time, could make this, and that she's now going on with an entirely different style. And then I said, well, you've got 2 children and a husband at home to keep your mind from other things. And I wanted to know whether your kids also ask you about these times, because they're 6 and 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Anneke told me the story that they were driving through Amsterdam, and she was standing in front of a traffic light, and then one of her sons said, hey, you know something, Mama? They know my mother, too. And then she said, but I am your mother. That's the same. And then he said, oh, no, you're my mom, but they know my mother.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is very nice, because for a small boy, the difference is not to be understood right away. Jij hebt vandaag geen witte jurk aan, hè?
Nee. Ja, dat is een heel naar verhaal.
Ja, vertel eens, want ik vond het toch wel kostelijk.
Ik ben namelijk een paar jaar geleden werd ik uitgenodigd in Montreux om daar dus een paar liedjes te zingen. En op de tweede rij, ik zong daar dus met een verschrikkelijk groot orkest, maar beslist niet beter dan Piet Zonneveld hier. Maar vlak, het was een live, ja. Het was een live optreden en 2 minuten voordat ik op moest, ik werd dus al aangekondigd, liep een technicus me ondersteboven en ik sta namelijk altijd voor het optreden, sta ik met een kopje met zwarte koffie erin.
Ja, je hebt er minstens 4 op hier vanmiddag.
Ja, minstens, hè. Ja. En die liep mij dus ondersteboven en dan stond ik dus in een prachtige witte jurk met allemaal zwarte plekken erop. Dus ik voelde me diep ongelukkig en er was helemaal geen tijd meer om te kleden. Dus nou, dan ging ik maar helemaal zo en Nou, en ik heb dus gewoon een beetje op routine gewerkt. Mm-hmm. En na afloop, ik kwam er huilend vandaan. Maar toen hebben ze me dus de zaal ingesleept. En ik kreeg een enorm compliment van Shirley Bessie, die dus op de tweede rij zat. En dat, daar ben ik heel erg blij mee.
Want wat zei die tegen je?
Ze zei van, ik had dit dus nooit gedaan. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that is something. Annika was just telling us that she was in Montreux 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Well, it doesn't matter when it was. And she had to do a live show, a live theater show. Wasn't this at the occasion of the Golden Rose?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And all European countries had one performer
about,
there.
Yes, nine landen die namen.
Uh-huh. Nine countries were present, and all nine countries had an artist there. And Annika was representing Holland. There was an enormous orchestra. As she said, it was very large, but definitely not better than the Piet Sonneveld Orchestra here, which is only six people. I think there were about 60 people in that orchestra at that time. And 2 minutes before she had to go on, she was standing there with a cup of black coffee, and one of the cameramen bumped into her and spilled all the coffee over her beautiful white dress. And what could she do? Nothing, because she had to go on. So she just thought, okay, well, let's have it. She went on, did her bit, sang her songs, and then ran off, crying, of course. And then they took her into the audience, and who should be there but Shirley Bassey. And Shirley Bassey paid her a marvelous compliment. She said to you, I admire you for this, because if this had happened to me, I would not have done it. I would have gone to my dressing room, and I would have changed, or I wouldn't have sung at all, but I admire your courage. And I do, too, because it must be something awful. I mean, we always wear black when such things happen, but women, of course, wear other colors, and then black coffee is a problem. Sí, Annika Grönlo, esta cantante que hemos oído ahora y que vamos a oír enseguida con otra canción, era hace unos años el ídolo de los jóvenes holandeses y también de los más viejos en Holanda, con canciones, por ejemplo, como Brandon Sand, Surabaya, etcétera, etcétera. Y seguramente que nuestros amigos oyentes regulares de Radio Nederland han oído los discos que ha grabado Annika. I'm always a little bit ashamed to stand here and explain things to people in Spanish, for instance, and when the person I'm talking to doesn't understand it, but I have to do this because otherwise we get angry letters from our Spanish audience. Como estaba diciendo, que ha grabado muchos discos aquí en Holanda, en holandés y también en indonesiano, y que ha tenido una popularidad, un éxito increíble, más éxito y más popularidad que otro artista o otra artista que tenemos aquí en Holanda. Siempre está cantando, siempre tiene éxito, puede ser un poquito menos que antes, pero ha cambiado también de estilo, y eso ahora vamos a oír, que aquí ha cambiado de estilo. A song always has a title, and it's very easy to announce a singer because he or she has a name, and it's easy to announce a song because it has a title. But in this case, it's a little difficult, and that's why I would like to say now, I can't take my eyes off of you, Annika, because the other man's grass is always greener after today, because these are the songs you're going to sing for us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Annika Grönlo ahora va a cantar tres canciones, un potpourri más o menos de tres canciones bastante conocidas. En inglés va a cantar I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, The Other Man's Grass Is Always Greener, and After Today. Annika Grönlo.
Find our little castle in the air. When worries start to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind. Just pretend you haven't got a care. With someone else in your imagination, you wish that you were standing in the shoes. You change life without much hesitation. What would you, if you really had to choose? So don't look around, get your feet. My fears, goodbye. After today, I shall have no more tears to cry. I learned to live with laughter to stay after today. After today, nothing will be the way it was. After today,
Annika, come here a moment. Yeah, you're through, but I want to ask you the same question that I asked our trio Los Rancheros. It's a fact that people will start writing in and say what they thought of your performance. We may tell you this or we may not. We don't want you to become big-headed. But do you have pictures, autographed pictures, that we can send out to our listeners?
Oh, yes, many of them.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the only thing I wanted to say. If anybody wants to know what Annika looks like after they've heard that wonderful voice of hers, they can also see what she looks like. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's have it. Okay. Fritz Lambrecht just said, you never asked me. No, that's true. Do you have them? Oh, he does. I asked you because I thought you didn't. So, up to now, of all the artists you've heard, you can get pictures. Sí, la cantante Annika Grönlo, con una voz maravillosa para mí, una voz muy caliente, y no puedo explicar qué siento cuando estoy escuchando la voz de Annika Grönlo, pero vamos a oír mucho más de esta cantante en el futuro, esperemos, y estoy seguro que lo haremos. Bien, ahora vamos a oír un artista que no va a cantar, que va a hablar un poquito, pero no quiere hablar, quiere tocar la marimba, que espero se llama así en castellano, no estoy seguro, pero tenemos, o no tenemos nosotros, pero hay una orquesta que se llama the Baja Marimba Band. And just to prove to you that this is really open house, I can tell you that at this point of the recording, another guest walked in. Welkom, Jaap, gezitten, and so on and so forth. I like this because I said in the beginning that I told the porter that everybody could just walk in, and it finally happened. Okay, I was saying that our next guest is going to play the marimba. We asked him to do vibraphone, and then he said, well, of course, I will play vibraphone for you, but I think that the audience would enjoy hearing a marimba more than just a vibraphone, and I agreed completely with him. So you're going to listen now on marimba to my dear friend Karl Schulze. And now I'm going to show you how stupid I am, because I don't know whether Arwanda is the first one or Wichita Lineman. Wichita Lineman. And just before you start playing, I hope you don't mind, I want to go over here and talk to Mr. and Mrs. Dick Slavenberg, as we say in Dutch, but I'm sure that in the States you're called Slavenberg.
Most of the time.
Hi, welcome. I should have done this before, but this is a nice time, because I'm sure that our mutual friends who live in Wichita will be quite surprised to hear you on this show.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say hi to Betty and Jim.
Mm-hmm. And so would I, because, of course, I know them, too. Do they know you're here?
Yes, they know we're here.
Oh, that's a pity, because now the surprise isn't that big.
Well, they don't know. I don't think that we're at open house, if that's what you mean.
Well, don't tell them when you come back.
All right.
Huh?
All
because
right.
You'll be back somewhere in the middle of January.
Right.
And today, of course, is the 30th of January. This sounds strange, ladies and gentlemen, when you say you'll be back in the middle of January and today is the 30th, but that's the way we work. I said before, I never know what date it is because on Mondays... Now, for instance, let's take a date, the 8th of October, for instance. On Monday, I will say, today is Sunday, the 8th of October. Then on Tuesday, I'll say, hoy es domingo el 8 de octubre. And then on Wednesday, I'll say, today is Monday, the 8th of Sunday, the 8th of October, and in Spanish, the same. And then on the 8th of October, once again, I say in the live show, today is the 8th of October. So you can imagine that... Come Thursday and Friday, I've lost the date completely. So this is just to explain this strange formulation. Anyway, you are here vacationing, but it was your first visit to Holland, wasn't it?
Yes, it's my very first. Mm-hmm. And I've had it's just a beautiful land. I've mm-hmm. had a wonderful time, and I really mean that.
I suppose that you've met a lot of relatives you'd never seen before.
Well, yes, a few. Some mm-hmm. of them I had met before, but in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me, how long have Dick and you been married?
15 and a half years.
Took you a long time then to come back to your husband's country.
Yes, it's about time.
Okay, well, Dick, I'm sure that you won't mind if I don't talk to you two. Ladies first of all, and she is our only, foreign guest, yes? So that's why I think, apart from my mother, of course, who is Swiss, who's here too, but she's Dutch by marriage. You're not Dutch by marriage, are you?
No, I'm not.
According to American law, you are American. Are you
that's
American?
Right. Yes.
Oh, so I'm talking nonsense again. I thought that you were still Dutch. He hablado con esta señora que está aquí, que es una de mis oyentes en los Estados Unidos, que están visitando ahora Holanda, que es el país original de su marido. Y para mí es un placer, claro, hablar con una señora y un señor que me están escuchando cada domingo en Happy Station, la versión inglesa de la Estación de la Alegría. Y también ellos tienen amigos que son también amigos míos. You got to know each other through Happy Station, Betty and Jim and you, right? Mm-hmm. Sí, porque ellos y dos otros amigos, también una pareja norteamericana, se han conocido, o se conocieron, tengo que decir, por medio de mi programa. Han empezado a escribir y ahora se conocen personalmente. So, once again, best wishes to Betty and Jim from the Slavenbergs and, of course, from all of us here. And now... Carl, I'm sorry I made you wait, but we're going to hear, and that's why it was so appropriate, Wichita Lineman. El artista holandés Carl Schulze tocando la marimba. No estoy seguro, la marimba o el marimba, porque hay también palabras terminando por una A que son el. Por ejemplo, el agua, el alma y todo eso. No sé, me parece la marimba. Dag Carl, welkom.
Dag Tom.
Zeg, ik heb het al vaker gezegd, instrumentalisten die praten niet zo graag. Nee. En ik heb het ook al eens een keer aangehaald. Ik geloof vorige maand dat toen ik in de eerste uitzending van Open House met Piet Sonneveld wilde praten, omdat hij toch per slot de orkestleider is, toen zei hij, well Tom, just let me play the piano. Mm. En dat was eigenlijk de inhoud van het gesprek. Ja. Maar we hebben ontzettend gezellig op een avond bij jou thuis zitten praten. En nu ik je zo zie spelen hier, vraag ik me toch af, hè. Op een piano heb je witte en zwarte toetsen, maar je hebt alleen maar zwarte. Is dat niet veel moeilijker?
Nou, dat is alleen toevallig bij dit instrument, hoor. Want het zijn ook wel bruin van kleur.
Oh ja? Ja? Oh, maar dan zijn ze wel allemaal dezelfde kleur, hè?
Ja, ja. Ja.
Ik sta dit nou zo eens een beetje te bekijken, maar het is niet dezelfde indeling als een piano, hè? Ja, toch
jawel,
wel.
Precies, 3, 2,
3, 2, oh ja, ja, ja. I was just saying that when you play the piano, you've got white keys and black keys, and that makes it a little easier, if you know how to play the piano, of course. In this case, Carl Schulz only has black keys, or whatever you would call them on this marimba.
Bars,
right, there you are. And you see, you told me you'd rather speak in Dutch than in English, and you tell me what these things are called. Can you play blind without looking at the instrument?
I have to sometimes.
Yeah?
Yes, to read the music.
Oh, of course, yes, I never thought of that. Het lijkt me namelijk, kijk, als je met je handen op een instrument zit, dan heb je het allemaal in de buurt, hè, maar zo, ja. Jij moet zo enorm ver uit elkaar gaan.
Het is erg moeilijk.
Het is moeilijk,
tenminste, als je dus van muziek moet spelen, ja. Dus in een orkest of zo, dat is inderdaad moeilijk.
Maar ik stond jou er net nou eens eventjes schade te slaan. Ik had de indruk dat je niet veel naar de muziek keek.
Nee,
of
nee.
Dat je het volkomen, hè,
ja,
blote hoofd deed. Ja, ja. Zeg, vertel eens, jij bent helemaal niet als beroepsvibrafonist begonnen, hè? Want je deed hele andere dingen vroeger.
Ja, moet ik dat zeggen?
Nee, je hoeft het helemaal niet te zeggen. In dit programma hoeft niets.
Ja, geeft niet, ik bedoel, het is dus gewoon een ontwikkeling geweest. Mm-hmm. Dus dat ik dus nu wel beroeps ben, ik vind het zo'n groot woord. Maar,
nou ja, goed. Vibrafonist of marimbanist.
Ik heb dus 10 jaar bij een bank gewerkt. Mm-hmm. En nog 4,5 jaar op een universiteit.
Aha. Nou, je kan dus in ieder geval je financiële zaken ook goed aan als je 10 jaar op een bank hebt gewerkt. En dat lijkt me echt belangrijk. You didn't start, I was just saying that Carl used to do other things, had a different profession before he became a professional vibraphone or marimba player, and you were one of these people, I think, who knew how to play before they knew how to read music, hè? Jij kon al spelen voordat je noten kon lezen,
ja,
geloof ik.
Ja, dat is zo, ja.
En je bent, ik meen dat je me vertelde dat je pas les bent gaan nemen toen je eigenlijk al succes had.
Nou, succes had, ik wou dus uiteraard uit die oude omgeving weg, hè? Mm-hmm. Bedoel ik dus bij die kantoortoestanden. Ja. Maar om dus niet alleen als solist te kunnen optreden, moet je dus ook wat anders erbij kunnen. Dus je moet muziek kunnen lezen en sowieso veel van muziek weten. Mm-hmm. Om dus, om je dus te kunnen handhaven of iets dergelijks, wat je noemen wil.
En toen ben je les gaan nemen?
Toen ben ik dus les gaan nemen, ja, privé dus. Mm-hmm.
En dat is ook niet eenvoudig als je ook nog de kost moet verdienen, natuurlijk.
Nee.
I was just saying that Carl knew how to play these instruments before he started taking lessons. And he started taking lessons because people were realizing finally that he was a fine musician. And he said, if you want to be able to stand up and stay there, you have to know quite a lot about music. And the fact that you took music lessons also all of a sudden proved that you were an arranger. Je bent toen ook begonnen met arrangementen maken.
Ja, dat is min of meer eigenlijk een bijkomstigheid geweest in het begin. Het is dus nooit mijn bedoeling geweest om arrangeur te worden, maar omdat ik dus regelmatig als solist werd gevraagd, ben ik dus zelf wat gaan arrangeren voor mezelf. Mm-hmm. En dat heeft zich verder uitgebreid door ook voor andere mensen te schrijven.
De arrangementen vandaag, die zijn, meen ik ook van jou, hè?
Ja.
Yeah, I think this is something I should say, that usually, or normally, all the arrangements you hear in Open House are arrangements done by Piet Sonneveld, but in this case, Carl Schulze did his own arranging, and I might add, and you don't have to say yes or no to this, that Carl Schulze is not only known in Holland as a very fine vibraphone and marimba player, but also as a very fine arranger. En welke kant zou jij het liefste nou opgaan? Gewoon allebei blijven doen of Voel je bij jezelf de interesse naar het arrangeren meer?
Nee, ik zou wel altijd willen blijven spelen. Mm-hmm. Ja.
Maar met arrangeren er als belangrijk hoofdvak naast.
Ja, als het zo uitkomt. Mm-hmm. Als ik dus iets zou krijgen waardoor ik dus niet meer zou kunnen arrangeren, zou ik het wel doen. Zou ik wel gaan spelen dus.
Ja.
Uh-huh. Als het zou moeten.
Estaba hablando con nuestro amigo Carl Schulze tocando la marimba. Y me dijo que antes de hacerse profesional tocando el vibráfono me parece, y la marimba, he trabajado como, pues ha tenido otras profesiones, y el momento que ha sentido que tenía un poquito de éxito ha empezado con horas de, pues, de lecciones de música, y ahora está conocido en Holanda no solamente como artista que toca, pero también como arreglador. No vamos a hablar más con este señor, pero vamos a oír otra melodía tocada en la marimba, que es una melodía muy conocida, sobre todo con nuestros oyentes en Brasil, porque se llama Arruanda. Un artista fabuloso, Carl Schulze, and I've asked everybody else, so I'll ask you too. Have you photos?
No.
You see, that's what happens. Anyway, someday in the future we might get a picture of Carl, and if anybody wants to know what he looks like, just ask us. If we get enough requests, let's put it this way. If we get enough requests from our listeners all over the world for a picture of you, Carl, we'll see to it that that picture will be there. Okay? Sí, y ahora vamos... ¿Qué vamos a hacer? Sí, el último item, como decimos en holandés, la última canción de este programa de Puerta Abierta. Y como saben nuestros amigos oyentes regulares, siempre soy yo cantando la última canción, una vez en castellano, otra vez en inglés. La última vez he cantado una canción que era durante Navidad, una canción navideña más o menos, y hoy voy a cantar otra canción completamente porque no puedo cantar dos veces en Puerta Abierta la misma canción. Y quería decir eso en inglés. Last time when I sang the last song of the show, it was more or less a Christmas song. It wasn't really a Christmassy song like Jingle Bells and White Christmas and all that, but it was called It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And isn't it funny that the title of the song I'm going to sing today is more or less the same? Because the title of the song I'd like to sing for you now is It's a Most Unusual Day. It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my troubles away. As an old native-born Amsterdammer would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sight of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, because it's raining. Wind those springs, boys. Most unusual day. Most unusual day. Yes, I certainly hope that it is a most unusual day for you, simply for the fact that today was open house again. We've been going for quite a long time, and I don't think I should take up more time of anyone, especially not at the transmitter, because if we go on for more than 80 minutes, they just say, that's it, and they cut us right in the middle of whatever we're doing. So, all I can say now is thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to the studio. Have a nice trip back home, Mr. and Mrs. Slavenberg. Thank you, boys of the orchestra, for coming to play for us. Thank you to all the artists who have been singing and playing here today. We hope to find you at your radios, I'd like to say to our audience at home next week for Happy Station. Y también quería decir unas palabras a nuestros amigos oyentes de habla castellana, porque no tenemos tanto tiempo. No tenemos tanto tiempo. Puedo decir muchísimas gracias por haber escuchado este programa de Puerta Abierta. La semana que viene estaremos de nuevo aquí, pero no con Puerta Abierta, sino con la Estación de la Alegría. And now, Pete, please close the doors of Open House.
And that was part of a Happy Station open house program from the 30th of January, 1972. We only brought you part, of course, because back then the program was 80 minutes. But I brought you especially the part that featured Anika Grenlo, who passed away last month at age 76 in Paris. Now, Anika had a number one hit that went around the world. It was called Brandon Zont. Now, she is, of course, originally from Southeast Asia, before she moved to the Netherlands when she was a young girl. Even though she was a superstar in the Netherlands and also sang in German and in French and in English as well, like we just heard today, she was also rather big in places like Singapore and Malaysia. In fact, in the 1980s and 90s, she would perform in Singapore and in Malaysia. And she also would perform in those places for many years, in fact. There's one song that she recorded that became a hit also in Malaysia. Actually, it's the song Brandenzont, but she changed, she made some changes to the song. It was called Oh Malaysia. And I think if you tuned to the program, you've heard that version of it before. But instead, we will play the original version, which was taken from Dutch television. This is a live performance, so you'll have to excuse the applause. Or rather, applaud the applause. Brandenzont, Annika Grenlo. Today, we're going to close the program not in a usual way, not in the usual way for this anniversary special, but very differently. In fact, let's have Harry Van Gelder do it. So I'm not going to use my usual goodbyes. Instead, I'll just say, Harry, wherever you may be, it's over to you.
And it's time to gather around for... No, not for DX Jukebox this time, but for happy anniversary wishes for the Happy Station, which has now reached the ripe old age of 45. And for a shortwave radio program, that is quite a unique achievement, believe you me. Well, what can a youngster of 15, that's the age that DX Jukebox is approaching, what can a youngster of 15 say about a 45-year-old? Let's see if we can bridge this generation gap. Actually, you know, besides a 30-year difference between the Happy Station and DX Jukebox, there's also a 30-year difference between the two compare producers. But in this case, the extra years weigh heavily on the fella now speaking. So we have the strange situation that the 45-year-old program is compared and produced by a chap in his 30s, and the 15-year-old program by a greybeard in his 60s. However, the mystery is not so very mysterious, so we've decided not to offer a sports car for the correct solution after all. The fact is, of course, that the Happy Station was, as everyone knows, devised and presented for more than 40 years by Eddie Stutz. So it's fitting that in congratulating Tom Mayer on this 45th anniversary, we should recall Eddie Stutz's tremendous contribution to shortwave broadcasting. He became a legendary figure in his own lifetime, and I, who knew him well, can only feel glad that the program he conducted so brilliantly for so long a time is still going strong today, thanks to the equally brilliant, but much more youthful, and thus energetic Tom Mayer. It was very difficult for Tom in the beginning, after taking over the Happy Station, because a lot of people who listen to a favourite program don't like changes and fall into the error of comparing compares. But no one who listens to the Happy Station today does that anymore. Tom Mayer has taken the show to heights it had never reached before. His sparkling humour, his inventive genius, and his showbiz intuition have given the program vitality, variety, and that element of surprise that is the lifeblood of any item in light entertainment. Another thing that gladdens my aging heart is that Tom Mayer takes a keen interest in the DX world. He's invited me on his show in several occasions, and he's been heard on our Thursday DX Jukebox. And moreover, last year he attended the DX Parliament in Sweden, and you can frequently hear him passing on DX information on his Sunday show, which we were unable to get into our own Thursday show. Well, we're very happy with this collaboration, and if the signs don't deceive, it may even be intensified in the future. So, Tom, let me end by wishing you a happy, happy station future. And now I'm going to quote an old, old English toast. It used to hang above the fireplace in the parlour in the home of a very old aunt of mine in Cheshire, England. At least she became very old in time. But I used to gaze up at this toast as a small boy, and somehow it stuck in my mind. It runs, "Here's to you, old pal. May you live 1,000 years. And may I live 1,000 years, just short one day, because I wouldn't want to stay on Earth when you had gone away." Well, for the time being, Tom, we're both still around, so let's toast each other, or rather, let's ask Jim Ed Brown to toast us both.
God made the world round as a bubble. God made love and love made trouble. God made the vine, and was it a sin that man made wine to drown his troubles in? So drink, boys, drink, drive away the sorrow. Drink, boys, drink, never mind tomorrow. My money's gone, well bless my soul. Who put punch in the whiskey bowl? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the beer or the keg? Which came first, the fish or the sea? I'll tell you, boys, water's not for me. So drink, boys, drink, drive away the sorrow. Drink, boys, drink, never mind tomorrow. The dog had a kitten, the cat had a pup. Say, old woman, is your rhubarb up? Here's to you, as good as you are, and here's to me, as bad as I am. But as good as you are, and as bad as I am, I'm as good as you are, as bad as I am. So drink, boys, drink, drive away the sorrow. Drink, boys, drink, never mind tomorrow. 7 nights of this could make one weep. Now wouldn't that blow Jimmy's hat in the creek? Here's to our wives, jobs. Here's to our girls and here's to the mothers around the world. Here's to them that wish us well and them that don't can go straight to. And drink, boys, drink. Drive away the sorrow. Drink, boys, drink. Never mind tomorrow. There's nothing new under the sun. But I've got a bottle, so let's have one. So drink, boys, drink. Drive away the sorrow. Drink.